Adopting a rescue pet during the current frigid winter months that we have been experiencing in our area will not only warm the animals, but can also warm your heart. Barrie resident Bob Charters knows that warmth full well. I adopted a cat whose name was Storm at the time of the adoption. I went to PetSmart who were hosting Street Cats Rescue, he says. I decided that I wanted a first pet as an adult and I thought it would be a good idea to get a rescue. He was about 6 to 8 months when I got him. We laid eyes on each other, and the rest is history. I know that he was rescued somewhere in northern Ontario from a storm drain, hence the name Storm. We changed his name to Dave. He is a gray cat and I was very much into David Gray, the musician. He was renamed before we even got out of the store. Street Cats Rescue is a local organization that fosters and prepares wayward felines for those looking to adopt and provide a safe place for them to live. Street Cats Rescue does such a great job at making sure the transition of the animal from their care into their forever home is as seamless as possible, says Charters. And he wouldn't change a thing. It's so nice to have a pet to come home to. I don't have any kids, so it's nice to be able to take care of him. And he has no problem with laying on top of me at night in bed or when I'm watching movies, Charters says. It's nice to have a little fuzzy partner. I sound like such a nerd right now, but quite honestly I love him and he's the best. He has taken over my Instagram. He's also helping me through some real challenging times. He's staying with my parents now and again while I'm doing some home renovations. My parents rescued a cat as well and they are best buddies. They are boyfriend and girlfriend, he adds with a laugh. Why adopt a rescue animal? There are so many stray cats that I see out there. There's a home for all these and if we can help share a little warmth. I don't wish any animal to be outside on a day like today. It's nice to take them off the street and give them a home. And they pay us back in so many ways, too, says Charters. Local animals are not the only rescues finding their homes in Barrie. Some come from far away, such as Cuba, to loved and cared for, which was lacking in their country of origin. Barrie's Jeanette O'Ryan Hamilton, who has been working as a dog rehab trainer, has opened her home and her heart many times to strays from Barrie and around the world. I've got a couple of rescues here. I have a dog that came from Cuba, and I have one that rescued here at home, she says. O'Ryan Hamilton has taken in a local Chihuahua and he has been living with her for approximately 6 years now. His name is Mickey. He was so fat he couldn't hold his back legs up. There's always going to be something with a rescue, but it will always be worth the time and effort, she says. A woman who had gotten divorced decided that the dog reminded her too much of her husband, so she wanted rid of him, so we took him. And then there is Romeo. A friend from Toronto was in Cuba in June of 2018 and found this dog and asked if I could take it. Cuba is a very different country as far as animal welfare goes, O'Ryan Hamilton says. People just leave them in the streets and there are hundreds of them there and they are culled with strychnine, it's horrible thing. He had his issues but he's the most well-behaved dog in the house now. O'Ryan Hamilton is insistent when it comes to these kinds of street dog adoptions. It's a very different thing to train a rescue than to train a dog from a pup, especially one that's come from a different country that has never really lived in a home. It's a very difficult thing, she says. If you are willing to go through that transition period and realize it's not going to be a walk in the park, then they will settle into your home and your routine, and it will be like they were always there. Romeo is now part of the pack here. He cares about the other dogs, and they care about him. You would never know looking at him now that he was ever a street dog. We needed to separate him from the other dogs until he trusted us, and we trusted him. He had some issues around food, obviously, being a street dog, because over in Cuba they fight in the streets with each other over food because they have to. He went from, I live to seek food, to being I live to be a dog kind of attitude. He had to get used to the fact that food was always going to be there when you are hungry. You'll never have to hunt for it again, you'll never have to fight for it again. Will she adopt again in the future? Oh, absolutely. Most of the dogs throughout my life were adopted and they always will be. I have always opted for a rescue, and I think that is the first place that people should look, for a dog. O'Ryan Hamilton says.